Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We have a lot to get into this morning. I hope you all had a great weekend. I had a good weekend. It was solid. I unfortunately had to go to a celebration of life. I don't want to call them funerals anymore. I like the term celebration of life better. But one of my close family friends passed away, RIP to Miss Helen. She lived a good life though. 97 years old, was still driving before she obviously just got sick this last time around. So, but it was good to see. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in about 4, 5, 6 years. So that was good. So my mom and I drove up to North Carolina, Warsaw, North Carolina. If you ever heard of it, let me know. It's a small town in North Carolina. So we drove up there Friday after I got done with the show. Had enough time to finish drying some clothes, packing up. We left my apartment around noon, got there around 7 after we stopped, you know, a couple of times. Then it was pretty much on go for the whole weekend, hanging out with family, friends, and family. Then Saturday, obviously, was the service. Then Sunday, or Saturday night, I guess, we continued to hang out with them. Then Sunday, we got up that morning and left. So I feel like I've been on go. It feels like I've been gone for a while, but it was just a regular weekend for me. I just did a lot this weekend. So it was felt like a long weekend, short weekend at the same time. So we're here, though, and we are ready to have a great week here on the Hometown Take. So I hope you had a great weekend. But just wanted to, again, continue to share my thoughts and condolences with the Thomas family. And, you know, Ms. Helen is, again, in a better place now. But anywho, sorry to start on a somber note, but I had to get it off my chest. Anyway, the Falcons, they aren't nowhere near on a somber note. They continue to be in the news. They continue to make headlines. And everybody continues to tell you to watch out for the Atlanta Falcons when it comes to them trading up to go get a QB, because we've heard, obviously, Dane Brugler, who's been on the morning shift, he's talked about it. We've had other guests on this show talk about it, and it just seems like there's a very, very good chance that the Falcons could be a team that trades up to go get one of these top three quarterbacks in either Caleb Williams, Drake May, or Jaden Daniels. So I believe this was a couple of days ago, so either Friday or Saturday. Steve Wyche, James Palmer from NFL Network, they were on the NFL Report, and James Palmer actually talked about how the Falcons are really big, big players to, he thinks, trade up and get up to the top three in this year's NFL draft. Let's hear from Steve Wyche and James Palmer.
Mentioning the Falcons coming up, I think, is a very, very poignant message. I think that is a team that maybe doesn't really look to go the veteran route. I know some people have tied Justin Fields. We'll go to him in a second. Yeah, but it just gets the sense. We had Terry Fontenot on this show, Steve. Didn't he just sound like we value draft picks. We value, though, building through the draft, and a young quarterback coming in, even if we have to move up for him, looks to be more something the Falcons would do. Remember, they have established, you could say, roster, Steve, on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
To where they could think they could give up a future first-round pick to move up from eight. They have plenty of salary cap space. They could make that jump. I think that's one team you really have to keep an eye on moving up as well.
Definitely. James Palmer is spot on. You hear Steve Wyche co-signing in the background there, but spot on. Again, this is a team that, and that's why there is such a big debate. And you could go on either side of the debate and make a case for the Falcons going to get a veteran quarterback or the Falcons trading up to go get a quarterback in the first round, go get one of these top three quarterbacks. Because, again, as you heard James Palmer talk about in that cut, they are pretty established when it comes to both sides of the football. Again, on offense, you got a lot of young draft picks that are starting to come into their own. And on defense, you have a lot of veterans and a lot of guys you signed in free agency. Obviously, the Falcons spent a lot of money in free agency, most of it on the defensive side of the football with Calais Campbell, with obviously Jesse Bates. You spent some money bringing Bud Dupree in as well, David Onyemata, and guys like that. So you could, again, make a case to go either way. The Falcons, you could definitely see them feeling like we can win now with Drake London, Bijan Robinson, with Tyler Algier, and with this offensive line, pretty good offensive line that they have. You could see the Falcons going to get some more skill position players through the draft, through free agency, them continuing to fill holes through free agency on defense as well, and drafting a quarterback and trying their luck and trying to replicate the D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, Bobby Slowick formula and try to have success in year one, especially while you have all these players on rookie contracts together and you have a lot of cap space. So you can try to go make that move. But you can also, to the point of having a lot of cap space, go try to sign you a Kirk Cousins if you want, or even sign a Russell Wilson, who might be a cheaper option, and go try to win now as well. Continue to fill holes through the draft, free agency where you can. After you get your quarterback, if you're going the free agency route quarterback-wise, then you can try to do it that way as well. So the Falcons are in a good spot because you can really go either way. Now, if you decide to go through the draft and Terry Fontenot and the Falcons get it right with whoever they pick, then you're really set up well because you have your franchise quarterback on a very, very team-friendly deal for the next 5 years. And you'll have a good amount of cap space. You'll be able to go get other free agents, address other needs, fill other holes, and hopefully build a winning team, a Super Bowl contending team around whoever, again, that quarterback is that you got through the draft and you hit on. So you can go either way, or if you go get a quarterback through free agency, Terry Fontenot had a very good draft last year, and you hope he continue to hit on draft picks this year and in future drafts as well. So because of the talent and because of the balance that the Falcons have on both sides of the ball, and again, as you heard James Palmer said, the talent that they have on both sides of the ball, the balance that they have on both sides of the ball, they can really go either way with this. And you wouldn't really be upset either way. Now, that's unless you go get a guy like Gardner Minshew. Baker Mayfield, I don't think a lot of people will be super upset at. Some people would like it, but a lot of people would be disappointed. I don't know if they would be necessarily angry, but a lot of people would be disappointed if you went and got guys like Baker Mayfield or Gardner Minshew like that, because that's just underwhelming. Or if you went and got a guy like J.J. McCarthy. However, there are people out there who are really advocating for J.J. McCarthy and think J.J. McCarthy could be a really good NFL quarterback. Now, I think J.J. McCarthy is a little bit more of a project. I don't know how year one ready he's going to be. But, again, maybe he surprises some people. And even if he's not year one ready, who's to say he's not year two ready? Who knows? But a lot of people are starting to feel really high on J.J. McCarthy, and he might be a dark horse to maybe his stock rises in the draft. We'll see. So I just thought that sound was very interesting coming from, again, James Palmer and Steve Weiss from the NFL Report on NFL Network. But, again, the Falcons really in a good spot because it feels like they have a lot of control of the situation. And, again, I realize that if they want to get one of the top quarterbacks via the draft, they're going to have to trade up, but they have the means to do it. So if they want to make that move, they should be able to make that move. So it really just feel like they have a lot of control, a lot of options when it comes to what they want to do at quarterback. And it'll be very interesting this week too, because apparently we've seen the reports that the Bears are going to make a decision on whether or not they're going to trade that number one overall pick, keep Justin Fields, build around Justin Fields, or if they're going to decide to keep that number one overall pick, draft Caleb Williams, and then start to field trades for Justin Fields. Apparently, that decision is supposed to be made this week. So once we see that play out, an option could very much be on the table for the Falcons as far as one of their other options at quarterback, which we have talked about ad nauseum and we will continue to talk about ad nauseum, and that's going to get Justin Fields. So that option could either very much be alive still at the end of this week, or it could be completely off the table because the Bears might decide that they want to keep Justin Fields. They want to build around him. They want to trade down, acquire a bunch of draft picks, and continue to build around Justin Fields and really commit to him. So that decision, again, is reported to be made this week, sometimes this week. When exactly? Not sure, but sometimes this week we should have a better idea of what the future of Justin Fields is going to be. So that'll be interesting to watch out for. Obviously, there have been some talks, not from the most reputable sources, but there have been some talks about maybe the Falcons want to go get Drake May. And did you see Drake May trying to boost up his draft stock, throwing that 80-yard bomb and hitting the crossbar? That was pretty impressive. And the other impressive thing, too, about that was it didn't even look like he didn't have to crow hop. It didn't look like to get it that far. Like, he just was kind of planted and just turned and let that guy fly. And it went 80 yards in the air and hit the crossbar, which is what he was aiming for, by the way. So showed off a little bit of accuracy there. So impressive. But again, you have to be able to do other things than just have arm strength, because we saw Zach Wilson do that one-legged fadeaway throw across his body that was real cool when there was just one open receiver down the field and nobody guarding him and not an actual live game. But when we got into live gameplay, you know, it turned out a little bit different. And again, arm strength didn't matter so much then. But anywho, obviously we will continue to keep you up to date on the latest Atlanta Falcons news, and we will continue to discuss what the Falcons will do, what they should do, what we think they'll do at the quarterback situation. But when we come back, about 5 minutes from now, things just got worse for the Hawks. But, I mean, they kind of took advantage over a bad situation and kind of made the most out of a bad situation this weekend. But down the road, this ain't looking too great for the Hawks. Their season just might be in the dump. I think you all know what I'm getting at. We'll react to it. How does the Trae Young injury affect the Hawks? We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Hawks got some bad news over the weekend. On Friday, during the Toronto Raptors game, it was revealed that Trae Young, well, Hawks superstar, is going to be out for a little while. And I will give you the exact injury that Trae suffered here in just a second, but he is going to be out at least a month. He's going to be reevaluated then, so there's no telling. Hopefully he'll be ready to come back then, but obviously there's no telling if he's going to be ready to come back by that time or not. So we'll see exactly what is going to happen. But during Friday's game, Trae Young suffered a left hand injury. He underwent an MRI. He underwent MRI on Saturday, and that revealed a tear of the radial collateral ligament in the fifth finger of his left hand. He's going to have to undergo surgery on Tuesday, so he'll undergo surgery tomorrow, and then he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So Trae Young out at least a month. And this is obviously not good for the Atlanta Hawks. Now, a promising note, they did lose to the Raptors on that game on Friday. They only lost by two, 123 to 121 was the final score. But yesterday, they did take down the Orlando Magic, so that is a good sign. They ended up beating the Magic 109 to 92, so beat the Magic pretty handily without Trae Young, so that was good to see. And pretty much the Magic had everybody that they will want. Franz Wagner played. Wendell Carter Jr. played. Mo Wagner played. Markelle Fultz played. Cole Anthony played. Joe Ingles played. So everybody they will want to play, played. But Falcons were able to get the job done. Jalen Johnson had 21-10. Bogey had 17 points. DeJounte Murray looking good, stepping up in that lead point guard spot. And DeJounte Murray's the man now. He's going to have to step up. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But to continue giving the box score, he went 25-11-9, almost a triple-double for DeJounte. Looked really good. 25 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, 11-20 from the field, 2-5 from 3. Sadiq Bey, 12 points. He was 2-5 from 3. Clint Capella, he was back. Again, on a minutes restriction, only 17 minutes, but in his time, 4.7 rebounds. DeAndre Hunter, 18 points off the bench, continues to look good since coming back from his injury. 5-8 from the field, 2-3 from 3. He had 7 rebounds as well. Bruno Fernando did some good things defensively. Not a lot to show for it in the box score, only 7 points in 19 minutes, but again, did some solid things defensively. Hawks shot 45% from the field, 41% from three. So they really had the three-point shot cooking as well. So that was good to see. Bogey, by the way, he went 3-5 from three. Jalen Johnson, Sadiq Bey, 2-5 from three. Garrison Matthews, even off the bench, hit a three. So, again, good to see the Hawks able to get a win without Trae Young over, again, a solid Magic team coming into the game. The Magic were 32-25. So, it's a good win over a solid team in your division, one that you would, you know, you're hoping to maybe catch in the standings, but at 25-32 might be a little hard at this point. But again, DeJounte Murray is going to have to find a way to take over. DeJounte Murray, this is what you were brought in for. When Trey's not able to be there, and I know they've had their struggles sometimes on the court together, but now Trey isn't on the floor. This is your squad. This is your team. You need to take over and show not just the Hawks, show the whole NBA why you are still one of them ones, why you are still a dog. So, and look, DeJounte does not do a bad job of running the offense. The offense, the ball moves pretty well when DeJounte's in there too. So, I'm still not worried too much about the Hawks offense, but obviously when you don't have a guy like Trae Young out there, you're going to miss something. You are. That just is what it is. I mean, look at the jump from points. Now, you held the Magic to 92 points, so that was good. So if you continue to be better defensively like that, it's okay if you only score 109 points. But, I mean, the jump from 121, which is what you scored against the Raptors, 120, or you only scored 99 against the Hornets, actually. 126 against the Bulls, 122, 127, 117. Like, they are up there in scoring. They're one of the best teams offensively when, obviously, Trae Young was in there in the lineup. Now, that offense may take a dip, probably will take a dip. But if you guard like they guarded last night, if you come out, have the effort like they had last night, then it's going to be okay. Because, again, if you're holding, and especially in today's NBA, holding a team to under 100 is impressive. That is impressive. And the Magic didn't shoot great, but they didn't shoot terribly either. Magic shot 41% from the field, which that honestly is not great, but 36% from three. So they were hitting some threes. Two-pointers they weren't converting a whole lot of, but they were hitting their threes for the most part at a fairly high clip. So, again, did a good job of defending. And they're going to have to keep up that same energy with Trae Young going to be out for the next month, maybe month plus. So if they're able to keep that intensity defensively, which we know Quinn Snyder, before the All-Star break and after the All-Star break, before games got underway, when the media was able to talk with him at their practice before they took on the Raptors, he said, we have to find a way to get stops. We have to find a way to defend consistently. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There was no sugarcoating it. He was very straightforward with it. They got to be consistent on defense. And if they can be the team that they were last night defensively for the rest of the season, not only will they continue to make the play-in, but they'll probably move up a couple of spots too. And that's what we're looking for. Again, sixth place might be out of the question by now. We'll take a look at the standings here, but sixth place might be a little too far out of reach. But you can move up to maybe ninth, maybe eighth, maybe even seventh right now. And again, you just beat Orlando, so that was good. They're in eighth at 32-26. Miami is in seventh at 31-25. Chicago, ninth place. Now, Chicago does have the tiebreaker over you, so that is something we need to mention. But you're only two games behind Chicago for ninth place. Now, you are 6.5 games behind Orlando and Miami for seventh and eighth. So you would have a lot of work to do there. But, I mean, heck, even if you can get to ninth, host that first playing game and then get either Miami or Orlando, if those standings hold, in that second game, you feel solid about being able to win because you've shown the ability to beat Miami in the play-in. You did it last year. And hopefully by this point you would have Trae Young back too. He would just be coming back not too long after the postseason. But you would have Trae Young back. That would give you a shot in the arm. And then you would either be taking on again, maybe a Miami or Orlando team. You beat Miami in the play-in before. You just beat Orlando last night. So you have to feel okay about it. So if you can host that Chicago game, if you do end up taking on the Bulls, host that Chicago game, take care of business at home, and then take on either Miami or Orlando, you feel okay about your chances to get in the dance. And again, that's not what we want. We don't want to just be talking about getting in the playoffs, like barely by the skin of our teeth getting in the playoffs. That's not what we want to be talking about when it comes to this team. But that's where we are now, and that's all we can really focus on at this point. But maybe the Hawks can go on a run, even with Trae Young out. Again, the rest of this month for the Hawks is pretty favorable. Close out the month, you have the Jazz at home tomorrow. By the way, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Collins, I believe, this is going to be his first time coming back to Atlanta since the trade. So I'm sure there'll be a tribute video and all the things for JC. But Hawks take on the Jazz tomorrow, pregame, right here on 92.9 The Game. Flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks at 7, tip at 7:30. And then you take on the Nets on the road on Thursday. That tip is at 7:30 as well. So a couple of winnable games here to close out the month. Close out the month strong. You get into March. You got the Nets again. You got a couple of tough teams in the Knicks and the Cavaliers. Memphis, obviously, they're very injured. That could be a winnable game. Pelicans, that'll be tough. Trailblazers, you should be able to beat them. Jazz, you should be able to beat them. Clippers and Lakers, tough games, but you were competitive in those games against the Clippers, the Lakers, and Suns. Now, all those games will be on the road as they do a nice West Coast road trip for a while because they'll take on the Blazers on the road, the Jazz on the road, Clippers, Lakers, and Suns on the road too. So you have a long West Coast road trip. But the point is, you have to find a way to at least stay afloat. But again, if they play defense like they did last night, put the effort in that they did last night, I think it's reasonable to think they can at least move up one spot. Just one spot. But if they get on a roll, maybe Orlando starts to wear down the stretch of this last month plus of the season, month and some change of the season, you never know. Maybe the Hawks can make some shake, and maybe they can find some things to work with, even with Trae Young out. And again, this, what I'm about to say is no shade to Trae Young because he has been having one of the best overall seasons in his young career, including what he's doing on the defensive side. So do not take what I'm about to say in any way, shape, or form of shade to Trae Young because he has been, I think, one of the more consistent guys maybe and at least showing effort and at least trying on the defensive end. But let's not mince words. Trae Young is not known for his elite defensive play. DeJounte Murray, however, though, we know he can be an elite defender. DeAndre Hunter, we know he can be an elite defender. Clint Capella, I talked about this last week. He does need to find a fountain of youth, become a little bit more of a rim protector that he was in his past days, continue to rebound at the clip he rebounds at. Sadiq Bey, he's supposed to be able to be a pretty serviceable defender. So if we can get guys doing what they are supposed to do, this can be a team that maybe becomes more of a defensive team. Say it ain't so, but the Hawks maybe could change their identity a little bit. And not even necessarily change their identity, but just play defense better. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But either way it goes, not good for the Hawks because at the end of the day, you don't want to lose your superstar. You don't want to lose Trae Young. And you don't get better by losing Trae Young. We have to be very, very clear about that. But maybe there's a silver lining. Maybe, again, the Hawks become better defensively. And, again, if your own teams, this isn't going to, I don't expect it to happen every night. But if you can hold teams around the low, high 90s, low 100s, Hawks are going to be in a lot of these games if they can continue to do that. So we'll see how much the defensive intensity picks up. But again, Trae Young going to be out at least 4 weeks with that RCL tear in his fifth finger of his left hand. Again, he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks' time. All right. We come back here on the Hometown Take. Some college football news to get into. A former coach tore into another former coach who was a legend. What happened? Why is there this beef? We'll get into it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Go ahead and get your week started off right. Get up if you need to go ahead and get up. But so saw this on the socials, and it's a little bit of a call out from a former legendary head coach getting into another former coach, not quite as legendary, here in the ATL. So former Georgia Tech head coach, Paul Johnson, had some tough words for Jeff Collins in a recent interview. Said, quote, "I got no respect for the guy." What in the world? What did Jeff Collins due to Paul Johnson? My goodness, I know he wasn't a good head coach, but Paul was a little bit fired up. So Collins took over. If you don't remember, Collins took over for Paul Johnson after the 2018 season and was fired. Jeff Collins, that is, during the 2022 season. So just to give you kind of the Cliff Notes version of what happened, in a recent interview on the Bill Shanks radio show, Johnson He ain't hold back on his feelings about Collins. He said, quote, well, he wanted to reinvent history a little bit, and he kept going back to when Georgia Tech was relevant. He kept going back to when Georgia Tech was relevant, this, that, and the other. And I was trying to think back to when they were better than we were there. I guess maybe the 50s. But if you went back and looked, I kept looking for all the championships they had won, and it was like, you know, he just distorted everything when he got there. I will just call a spade a spade. I don't care. I got no respect for the guy. I can say what I want. He went in and distorted everything that there was and acted like we had not won a game and lied about who he inherited. Lied about the offensive line. Lied about us not going to high schools in Georgia. He went and told a bunch of whoppers, and it came back to get him because there was not so much substance there. End quote. My goodness. Paul Johnson, not mincing words, going in. Saying dude tried to reinvent the wheel because he thought all this was wrong with the program and thought we weren't doing this, thought we weren't doing that, thought we weren't doing the other. And turns out it didn't work out so well for him. But goodness gracious, Paul Johnson going straight up savage mode on Jeff Collins. And, I mean, if you're Jeff Collins, I don't think he should respond. I don't know if he will respond, but, I mean, what do you say? Because, I mean, those years, the Jeff Collins regime wasn't great. The Jeff Collins year weren't so great for Georgia Tech. And, obviously, Paul Johnson, again, one of the best head coaches in Georgia Tech history. I mean, maybe could argue the best head coach in Georgia Tech history. He definitely had them at pretty much their most relevant. And everybody is trying to get back to what they were then. And everybody, you know, thinks they're in good hands now. But I don't know if that necessarily was the case when Jeff Collins was at the helm. So that was a spicy quote, a spicy meatball, what Jeff Collins was saying there. But I just saw that and I was like, man, oh, man, oh, man. Words were not minced at all. So I wanted to give that to you. Also, some big, big news in college football, not only here in the ATL, but out in L.A. too. Let's get to first what is going to be going on here. Dale McGee. We have to say congratulations to Dale McGee, the new head football coach of the Georgia State Panthers. So he's going to be the fourth head coach of the Georgia State football program. Dale McGee, congratulations to you and wish him nothing but success. Hopefully he will be successful, and I think he'll have a good run. So Dale McGee going to be the new head coach of Georgia State. And what was some surprising news over the weekend too, UCLA. They are now expected to hire former NFL offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He's going to college as the Bruins' new OC. He's also going to be associate head coach as well, that according to Adam Schefter and Pete Thamel. But he's a Southern California native, Eric Bieniemy is, so he's coming back home. But, man, that move just seemed like it came out of the woodwork. So I guess the only thing I can kind of see maybe happening and maybe developing here is Eric Bieniemy, like, you know what, for whatever reason, I don't know the reason, maybe he know. Obviously, I think probably Eric Bieniemy knows more than I do, of course, but for whatever reason, Eric Bieniemy has not had the opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL up until this point, it seems like. So maybe he's like, you know what, I'm going to go to college, maybe cut my teeth there, get some head coach experiencing there. So maybe he's going to be an OC for a year, then try to find a head coaching job in college, go be a head coach in college, and then maybe see if he can get back in the NFL after he shows he can be a successful head coach in college. Maybe that's the play for Eric Bieniemy here. That would make sense because I do still think his end goal is to be a head coach in the NFL. And at some point, I hope he can be a head coach in the NFL. It seemed like he was a lock to be a head coach in the NFL. But at this point, I'm like, oh, no. He's been a part of three cycles, three head coaching cycles. And he hasn't gotten a job. He made the lateral move from being a OC in Kansas City to being an OC in Washington. And now he's going to the college ranks to be, again, associate head coach and offensive coordinator. So that maybe sounds like a slight move up. But Eric Bieniemy going to UCLA, going to be the next associate head coach and offensive coordinator of the Bruins. So we'll see how that works out for him. I'm rooting for the brother again. I still hope he can be a head coach on the college ranks if he wants to be, then at the NFL level, which I think he wants to be. So we'll see what happens with Eric Bieniemy and see if he has some success at UCLA. All right, when we come back, we got to see what's going on a Monday edition of The Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. They're ready to get going here in the Kia studio. So we'll chop it up with the crew, see what they got going on Monday, and then hand things off to them and wrap things up on the Hometown Take. We'll do it right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Go ahead and get your week started off right. Get up if you need to. Go ahead and get up. But so saw this on the socials, and it's a little bit of a call out from a former legendary head coach getting into another former coach, not quite as legendary, here in the ATL. So former Georgia Tech head coach, Paul Johnson, had some tough words for Jeff Collins in a recent interview. Said, quote, "I got no respect for the guy." What in the world? What did Jeff Collins due to Paul Johnson? My goodness. I know he wasn't a good head coach, but Paul was a little bit fired up. So Collins took over. If you don't remember, Collins took over for Paul Johnson after the 2018 season and was fired. Jeff Collins, that is, during the 2022 season. So just to give you kind of the Cliff Notes version of what happened in a recent interview on the Bill Shanks radio show, Johnson, he ain't hold back on his feelings about Collins. He said, quote, "Well, he wanted to reinvent history a little bit, and he kept going back to when Georgia Tech was relevant. This, that, and the other. And I was trying to think back to when they were better than we were there. I guess maybe the 50s. But if you went back and looked, I kept looking for all the championships they had won, and it was like, you know, he just distorted everything when he got there. I will just call a spade a spade. I don't care. I got no respect for the guy. I can say what I want. He went in and distorted everything that there was and acted like we had not won a game and lied about who he inherited. Lied about the offensive line. Lied about us not going to high schools in Georgia. He went and told a bunch of whoppers, and it came back to get him because there was not so much substance there. End quote. My goodness. Paul Johnson, not mincing words, going in. Saying dude tried to reinvent the wheel because he thought all this was wrong with the program and thought we weren't doing this, thought we weren't doing that, thought we weren't doing the other. And turns out it didn't work out so well for him. But goodness gracious, Paul Johnson going straight up savage mode on Jeff Collins. And, I mean, if you're Jeff Collins, I don't think he should respond. I don't know if he will respond, but, I mean, what do you say? Because, I mean, those years, the Jeff Collins regime wasn't great. The Jeff Collins year weren't so great for Georgia Tech. And, obviously, Paul Johnson, again, one of the best head coaches in Georgia Tech history. I mean, maybe could argue the best head coach in Georgia Tech history. He definitely had them at pretty much their most relevant. And everybody is trying to get back to what they were then. And everybody, you know, thinks they're in good hands now. But I don't know if that necessarily was the case when Jeff Collins was at the helm. So that was a spicy quote, a spicy meatball, what Jeff Collins was saying there. But I just saw that and I was like, man, oh, man, oh, man. Words were not minced at all. So I wanted to give that to you. Also, some big, big news in college football, not only here in the ATL, but out in L.A. too. Let's get to first what is going to be going on here. Dale McGee. We have to say congratulations to Dale McGee, the new head football coach of the Georgia State Panthers. So he's going to be the fourth head coach of the Georgia State football program. Dale McGee, congratulations to you and wish him nothing but success. Hopefully he will be successful, and I think he'll have a good run. So Dale McGee going to be the new head coach of Georgia State. And what was some surprising news over the weekend too, UCLA. They are now expected to hire former NFL offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. He's going to college as the Bruins' new OC. He's also going to be associate head coach as well, that according to Adam Schefter and Pete Thamel. But he's a Southern California native, Eric Bieniemy is, so he's coming back home. But, man, that move just seemed like it came out of the woodwork. So I guess the only thing I can kind of see maybe happening and maybe developing here is Eric Bieniemy, like, you know what, for whatever reason, I don't know the reason, maybe he know. Obviously, I think probably Eric Bieniemy knows more than I do, of course, but for whatever reason, Eric Bieniemy has not had the opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL up until this point, it seems like. So maybe he's like, you know what, I'm going to go to college, maybe cut my teeth there, get some head coach experiencing there. So maybe he's going to be an OC for a year, then try to find a head coaching job in college, go be a head coach in college, and then maybe see if he can get back in the NFL after he shows he can be a successful head coach in college. Maybe that's the play for Eric Bieniemy here. That would make sense because I do still think his end goal is to be a head coach in the NFL. And at some point, I hope he can be a head coach in the NFL. It seemed like he was a lock to be a head coach in the NFL. But at this point, I'm like, oh, no. He's been a part of three head coaching cycles, and he hasn't gotten a job. He made the lateral move from being a OC in Kansas City to being a OC in Washington, and now he's going to the college ranks to be, again, associate head coach and offensive coordinator. So that maybe sounds like a slight move up, but Eric Bieniemy going to UCLA, going to be the next associate head coach and offensive coordinator of the Bruins. So we'll see how that works out for him. I'm rooting for the brother again. I still hope he can be a head coach on the college ranks if he wants to be, then at the NFL level, which I think he wants to be. So we'll see what happens with Eric Bieniemy and see if he has some success at UCLA. All right, when we come back, we got to see what's going on a Monday edition of The Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, they're ready to get going here in the Kia studio. So we'll chop it up with the crew, see what they got going on a Monday, and then hand things off to them and wrap things up on the Hometown Take. We'll do it right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.